This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south on Saturday in an expanded phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, after the United States wielded its U.N. Security Council veto to shield its ally from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the U.N. Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. For more on these and all of the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit VOA.